This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So there's a class of viruses called single-stranded RNA viruses. And some of those viruses include all the COVID strains, COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Marburg virus, Ebola virus, Hanta virus, and there are a few others. The point being is that they all are single-stranded RNA viruses that use the same common pathway in making copies of their genetic material. That's something called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. That's what I've been talking about for the last 2 years in the context of COVID-19. But if we extrapolate that to think more broadly, then it's the same mechanism of treatment using zinc ionophores, and zinc could inhibit all the strains of COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Ebola virus, Marburg virus, and Hanta virus. This has tremendous amount of national security implications, and I don't think anyone realizes this. And so I'm pleading with our scientists and the honest people in our government to investigate this, because as the recent chatter in the news is going, we're seeing hemorrhagic fever from China. There's concern about Marburg virus, Hanta virus, and Ebola virus. These viruses carry to some estimates, 90% death rates. So I think there may be a solution.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius.
I'm kind of retarded.
Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Deception. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones literally has changed the world. I cannot believe I'm sitting here in his chair talking through his microphone. It's an incredible honor. I'm here with Ann Vandersteel on Operation Burning Edge with my good friend, Dr. Pete Chambers. Actually a retired Green Beret doctor, and I mean actual Green Beret who actually went through selection and all that, those difficult things, and which I went through as well. And so it's interesting. Doc was just with us on Operation Burning Edge, and before we started, we had a generator problem, and Doc was up all night long fixing this generator, which was brand new, by the way. So it's really good to have somebody around. So if you get shot, gunshot wound, or whatever, sucking chest wound, he can fix that. Or if your generator's not working, he can work all night and fix that. And so anyway, he does a lot more than just that. He knows this border very well. He knows a lot about, you know, combat because he's done a lot of combat. He knows a lot about Joe, his incredible dog sitting down here. And he knows about other things. We're tracking the children who are missing. And Doc was just actually, I'll let you take it from here.
Sure. You know, Michael, first of all, thank you for letting me come on because this is really important to me. This is our backyard. You know, when I left active duty in 2015 and came to the Texas National Guard, it was my duty to protect that border, 1,250 miles of southern border along the Rio Grande. Operation Lone Star, when it kicked off, I was there from the beginning until I lost my job over doing informed consents. Totally different deal. Had to do with the shots and all that. But it turned me into an activist, right? I said I took off that uniform and went into the army of God. And that's an Ephesians 6 thing. But from that, when you work every day and you see what normal looks like, abnormal is really easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you guys are doing. And by getting this out there to the people, more and more people, and this is what was so great about listening to Tara earlier, that list that's out there, that list represents people. Every single one of those lines is a human being. And you guys sent me down. I took it upon my own, but we did it together to go and look at these places in the Austin area.
Yeah. There's really children being stashed in Austin right now.
You know,
and you drove by and checked one out and even sent a video out. I put it out on my Telegram channel. Tell us about what
right.
you saw.
So that area is essentially controlled by a gang called Los Cholos. And it means the gang or gang of children. And these are not children. When we drove through there the other day, the dog and I and another pipe hitter, this is a rough neighborhood. It's a really rough neighborhood. There's 109 kids in this particular block that were on that list. And these are kids that came directly from via HHS, all right, directly from the border facility. Now, when you go down there, you see something different. This is a school day. There's kids outside from the ages of, you know, toddler to teenage, probably some of them older than they should be, saying that they're kids being kept in these places. But you've got one guy that was attributable for two different addresses in there that had kids that he's supposedly sponsoring.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to hold people accountable.
We have to. And I'm joining us now also by phone, the author of The Great We Set is David Zuniga of TacticalCivics.com, because we're talking about solutions here. We can't just keep bringing more problems and more problems and explaining all the problems. We're very focused on solutions. These two guys that have been downrange are solution-oriented gentlemen, and so is David Zuniga. David, great to have you here live on the Alex Jones Show. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Ann. Good to be with you.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the solutions, because this, as you say, comes, it's not grassroots. We're not on the bottom of this hierarchy. We're at the top. We're the top leaves on the trees of liberty, and the people are all those leaves. And, of course, the roots really are the government. That's where we stand on top of, and government takes direction from us. So let's explain a little bit about Tactical Civics.
There you go. Tactical Civics. Well, it's the only action mission right now to restore America that is full spectrum, that is lawful, that is peaceful, that is multi-generational. We have 736 county chapters as of right now in all 50 states. We're adding more every day. Tactical Civics is we ask you to take up a new self-concept and a powerful new way of life. And it is primarily and predominantly at first all about Jesus Christ. It's about turning this country, this republic of states, back to Jesus Christ, where we were when we began. You gain a constitutionally accurate new self-concept. We teach you the Constitution. We show you just word for word what we're supposed to do, what our servants are supposed to be doing. It entails a lot of reforms. It's going to take decades to flesh out entirely, but, you know, I used to be an architectural engineer. I designed buildings and all of their systems, structural, mechanical, electrical, etc. And 9/11 really bothered me so much. It took me years to really take it on, but I knew that D.C. had become this beast, just like ancient Rome, except on a larger scale and on steroids. And I had founded four K-12 classical Christian schools in three states, and I graduated from a classical Christian school myself, so did my brother Oscar, co-founder. We knew a lot of shocking facts of Western history, and one of the things we knew is that Lincoln created a new D.C. beast to turn it on his own people. And people think that Obama started all of this. No, you need to go way back to see where this started. So during that time, it was Lincoln, Marx, and Darwin. You have to know that those three men tore apart, softened the American mind, and hardened our hearts in preparation for the Industrial Revolution, which is where people started dismissing God because we saw, oh, wow, so many powerful things that mankind could do. What do you need God for anymore? So Marx, Darwin, and Lincoln worked together in one generation to completely tear the foundation out from under us. So the tool that God is using to judge us, we're under God's judgment right now. The tool that he's using to judge us is organized crime. It's just organized crime. That's what DC is. I call it DCCP because it operates much like the CCP. And if you go back all the way back to ancient Rome, you see the Senate with the wealthy families and the guilds. It was the same as what we see right now. And you go back to Italy under Mussolini, the fascist system of Mussolini. Well, fascism is what the ancient Roman Senate and wealthy families and guilds had. That was fascism. So Mussolini had it, and D.C. runs that. That's what we have right now. We have both communism and fascism. We have the the best, the worst of both worlds. So if you look at our creatures right now, you read the papers, you watch anything that we watch, right? All day long, you can see all three branches are co-conspirators in this huge, massive. Look, you're talking about just one of the crimes. This trafficking, this illegal, unconscionable women and children being trafficked like animals. It's just one of their crimes.
Yeah.
And so when we look at what's happening, we say, okay, how can we stop that? How can we? Well, since the problem isn't necessarily the bad guys are part of God's treatment of his judgment on us. They're not the actual problem. They're what God is using to get us to wake up. Now, will we wake up?
So,
well, now we...
I hear what you're saying. Will we wake up? But again, we want to focus on some solutions here, David, because you've been very clear in your book, The Great Reset, that there is a pathway to solution for the trees, the leaves on the trees, to actually execute a plan based on our Constitution, our Founding Fathers, you know, prescription.
We do.
So let's talk about...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Administration. So from that time, you see people who are have nothing to do with government. They have everything to do with money, mostly bankers, but also many other industries running these politicians. They started with Hamilton, but you can see Hamilton taught Henry Clay. Henry Clay taught Lincoln. Lincoln taught Woodrow Wilson. So you didn't actually literally teach them, but they were the mentors for the next one. So you see this string going all the way through American history from the time the war ended, our war for independence ended, until today. So if you look to Washington, D.C. or to your state house and you say, well, they will solve it, they can't solve it. They are engaged in essentially cartels in organized crime activity. How do you stop that? Well, what do we stipulate in the Constitution? It's the highest law we have. What do we stipulate there? Where can we find that? Well, we say militias to execute the laws of the Union. That's the only place we find law enforcement in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. What does it mean, execute the laws of the Union? Well, it certainly means law enforcement. All right, what's the law that really needs to be enforced right now? Well, the U.S. Constitution. Has it ever been enforced? Never. Not once. Believe it or not, not once. Now, there's no court cases, there's no history of anyone trying to enforce that law. Why? Well, because who can enforce it? Only we, the people. Now, John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, did admit that in the first really extensive or really important case of in the Supreme Court history called Chisholm versus Georgia. And he said, the people, since the revolution, the people are the sovereign. In our form of government, the people are the sovereign. Well, yeah, what does
David,
that mean?
That's something that I want to jump in real quick because we don't have a ton of time. We the people, and this is what I've been operating on since, and I took an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, but it's we the people. And so what I see with this Operation Burning Edge is we the people doing it. You got people that own land, people that own helicopters, people that are stepping in, that are riding along with you, supporting it financially, making all this happen. It's been we the people. And anybody watching out there, this is very important because it's we the people that are going to do this. We're going to expose. So when we shut down ISIS in Syria, it was done through an F3EAD, find, fix, finish, exploit, analyze, and disseminate, done very quickly when Trump took over. This is what we have to do. Now, we can't finish because we're not technically going out there on the line stopping them physically. But we can exploit, we can analyze, we can disseminate, and we can then set you free with the truth. And that's what this is all about. And I think it's we the people that are doing it. So thank you, David, because that brings it full circle.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm certainly not alone. We have almost 100 leaders and thousands of members and 735 chapters now in all 50 states. We've got people standing up with every kind of PhD and every kind of experience record. It's fascinating.
That's wonderful.
Like you said, Doc, there are people all over this country plugging in. Ann was one of the first really big names out there, influencers out there. Helps to be.
I found it fascinating. I actually heard about it through Scott McKay talking about it, and I said, I've got to look at this because this is exactly, I call it the add Scott water and stir recipe book for we the people mobilizing. As General Flynn says, local action has national impact, and you need local action at your county level because, again, everything is, the government isn't getting me out of bed and putting on my pants and brushing my teeth in the morning. I got to do those things, right? So it comes right back down to the family unit, making sure that's solid, and branching out into your community, into your county, etc. But, critically, we have lost control of government completely, and we're now being dictated by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats that were never part of our Constitution. Pete, you're in the Texian Rangers You know, this is a big deal. This isn't just something you throw out there, right, as a
comment. It's the Republic of Texas, and it's a thing, folks.
Yeah.
1836. Yeah. Now it was annexed illegally. I got it.
And like the Alamo, though, it takes foreigners like me from Florida to come in and help Texas. Hey, what's going on, Texas?
When he shows
Why
up,
am I from Florida coming on the border of Texas?
That's bad news of Michael Yonchos.
If I have to show up to save Texas, seriously, I'm a Florida boy.
Yeah, well, and we appreciate it. So did they appreciate the Tennesseans as well on the wall.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David.
I live 30 miles northwest of the Alamo, and I can tell you, Michael, we appreciate guys like you coming in.
Yeah.
There are problems in Texas right now. Texans feel too much like everything's okay. You know, they don't want to look at stuff. But what we do, we support true county grand juries. We have a grand jury ordinance that we get passed in the county. Then we have a militia ordinance right behind it. They have to work together. When the grand jury and militia start working together, now we can start going after the paid law enforcement who are bent. We can go after the DA who is bent. We can go after the judge who is bent. So the only way to do that is to go back to that 1,000-year-old set of institutions, grand jury and militia. So we're training people. First, what are the two institutions? We show them the history. We teach them how to get the ordinances passed in their county. We have to do this in phalanx. We're going to do it in about 100 counties from coast to coast all at once. We are not going to drip it, because if we do, the other side's going to come in and build defenses against it and screw us all up. So we're not ready to – that's phase two. Right now we're building our numbers, and that's all – we're teaching people civics and showing them – how to get this done. Then we have some national, we've got our first right in the Bill of Rights, the original first right in the Bill of Rights, still standing open under Article 5, has been for 234 years, still not fully ratified. It calls for U.S. congressional districts to be no more than 50,000 people, which is 1/15 the size they are now. It'll bring all of the 31,000 plus small towns in America back alive again. It'll bring all of that red part of the map back alive again, because people will have a voice in the U.S. Electoral College, and they'll have a voice in the House again. All the small towns in America, all the farms and ranches and homesteads out there that are not heard from. So, and then once we do that and we end up with about 6,500 members of the House. And people say that's too many. And I say, all right, you look right now. We're 343 million people, and we have 7,838 members, legislators at the state level. 7,338. Why is that not too many?
That's right.
So what I show them is, look, when the district is that small, they won't fit in the House chamber. They certainly won't. There'll be too many. We bring them home. And once we bring Congress home forever, who is more perfect to do that, to sign that bill, than Donald John Trump?
That's
he
right.
would love to sign that bill. He would be the guy in history who finally – you talk about being able to get back at that monster that's been trying to kill him. Can you imagine him signing that bill? I can.
I think it's tremendous, David. This is what our country needs right now, is to bring these members of Congress home so they can listen to we the people, because frankly, sitting in D.C. is not serving any of us well. I want to appreciate David Zuniga joining us here from TacticalCivics.com. We're getting ready to go to break. I'm sitting here with Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, my esteemed colleague Michael Yon, Operation Burning Edge. Take us out, Michael.
Thanks, David. Again, huge honor to be here in Alex Jones' studio. He's taking the day off today, and we're hopefully doing a good job for you, Alex, if you're watching out there.
Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars, the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. This new enhanced formula contains 20% more capsules per bottle and has been enhanced for maximum potency, containing a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract for an added kick. The InfoWars crew and a team of scientists tested hundreds of different options before choosing the undisputed winning formula that is Brain Force Plus. Now is the time to secure your bottle and flip the switch for yourself. Supercharge your state of mind with Brain Force Plus and see why the InfoWars is powered by this key formula.
The voice the globalists want silenced. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're live. I don't see Mike Adams. I see Oscar Blue. All right. It's a huge honor, I want to say it again, to be sitting at the electric seat for Alex Jones, who's taking a break today. And next up, we have Oscar Blue and Mike Adams. I'm not sure where Mike is, so let's go with Oscar first. Oh, Mike is connected as well. Let's go ahead and go with Oscar first. Oscar just got back from Ukraine, Netherlands, Poland, and who knows where else. We've been down to Darien Gap together. Oscar got very sick, actually, both times in Darien Gap, which is a specific interest because Oscar is extremely healthy. Oscar actually managed to get into a firefight on a second trip. So I think you've been to three trips to Darien Gap now, which is pretty adventurous, and you're about to do another one. And I'm very curious why you ended up bedridden twice, but none of us will know that answer. But in any case, Oscar, what did you find on your trips in Darien, and what's going on now in Darien Gap?
Well, sir, thank you so much for the invitation. What we have heard right now, it is that an exacerbated amount of migrants, they are flooding again to Darien. You have been to this part, the migrant camps, the epicenters of Bajo Chiquito, Lajas Blancas, and absolutely, you know, you got ultimately San Vicente. But when it comes to Lajas Blancas, they're expecting now per day that they're crossing through these to these villages from the Colombian side of that is Acandí and Capurganá. Their numbers are exacerbated, 2,200 to 2,500, and that has exacerbated into another amount that they're coming from an east part of the jungle. And in conclusion, they have almost 5,000 per day that they are arriving into these migrant camps. It is a complete disaster. The most amazing thing about it is that not too long ago, 2 to 3 months ago, there was a trilateral agreement between Alejandro Mayorkas and ultimately the Colombian government and the Panamanian government. The United States, the Biden administration compromised themselves that they were going to help the Panamanian government because they're the ones that they're suffering. It's a small country, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars on food, on health, and ultimately on shelter. And the Colombian government said that they were going to do their part also to slow down the organized crime and to slow down these cartel organizations that, sadly, on the second trip that we were there, we got into a crossfire fight with these criminals. But the Panamanian government right now, they're extremely upset of the Colombian government. Why? Because this was a surprise. It was decreased. For some months, they were arriving by the hundreds. You were talking about quantities between 300, 500 per day. So it was watered down. And ultimately, the line to go to Central America and from there up, it was decreasing little by little. But now you get this exacerbated amount of people. And they are extremely upset of Colombia that they're not doing anything, and it looks like they're part of it, Michael.
Oscar, you know, very important. I made about 10 calls last night, very curious what's going on with the Costa Rican border in Panama. An indigenous group has shut part of the border there, and I'm curious if Nicaragua is doing the same with Costa Rica, because, as you know, if the controlled flow program that was negotiated by the United States between Costa Rica and Panama to keep this controlled invasion going into the United States, if that gets cut off by, say, Nicaragua, then Panama will end up, because if Nicaragua closes the flow from Costa Rica, Costa Rica will close the flow from out of Panama. Panama is being destabilized already, as you know. You and I know the same people down there. Panama is being destabilized. And so if this massive influx from Colombia suddenly is not allowed to leave Panama, we know there's going to be problems in Panama. There already are problems in Panama. So if I don't get an answer to this soon, I'm going to go down there myself and find out, because this could be a big deal for Panama.
And it's a huge problem. It looks like they're trying to destabilize Panama on both sides at the end. It looks like they're trying to destabilize it from the Costa Rica border and ultimately from the Colombian side of the border. Why? Because Panama has been the only one that has, you know, try to do something to combat the organized crime and the cartel, the Cartel El Golfo, and also La FARC and all these organizations that they operate freely on the other sides of Colombia. And they have been the only ones. I was there in the middle when Center Front officials, brave guys, they were in a crossfire and they took out one, they neutralized one, and they arrested another couple of other
Center
couple
Front
of
are criminals. Great, aren't they? Center Front are incredibly professional. I've dealt with Center Front. Center Front's sort of like Panamanian Border Patrol, kind of, sort of like an army, very well trained, very professional. You were in a firefight with them, and on another trip, they allowed you to, the Special Forces team helped you and Ben Berkwam get through. Every experience I've had with Centerfront has been good. Now, of course, they have a big job with that very torturous jungle that you seem to like to go into.
Oscar, a quick question for you and also for Mike Adams, because Mike's standing by as well. We've got a lot of supply chain disruptions going on in Panama right now with the Panama Canal having difficulty getting ships through due to the fact that the lake there that drains to fill the locks of the canal is really depleted. We're seeing drought down there conditions. So food supply is of concern. I want to know from Oscar quickly, is it of concern down the Central American region? And Mike, tell us what you're doing with the Brighteon store and what you're doing as Health Ranger as well to help those prepare for what's really coming here in the States, which is going to be more famine.
Well, and in terms of what is happening in the Canal of Panama, it is extremely important. It is a concern right now to Mexico because we have an international treaty with the United States, and everything that comes from the Canal of Panama, it is going through Mexico, and it is going to affect enormously the importation and exportation of goods. That is, right now, international companies are extremely concerned that hundreds of boats are being stopped and nothing is coming in. It looks like something is something directly happening to the country of Panama. And in the next weeks, something is going to happen. And I don't know if it is going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be bad. But when it comes to this food crisis that is occurring now in Europe, and ultimately it looks like it's happening. It's having a trickle effect, as Michael Young has done a vast study in Europe, and now it's having a trickle effect over right here in the continent of America. We need to put attention to that.
Okay, Mike, comment on this, because it's, your job is going to get ever more critical to feed the nation.
Well, I think we're looking at siege warfare, and by the way, thanks for having me on. A great lineup there, and hello to Doc Chambers and Michael Young there as well. But siege warfare against the American people, combined with, you know, the burning out of the innocent victims in Lahaina on Maui, a massive FEMA cover-up underway, as you well know. You can't fly drones. You can't get footage. FEMA put out a letter ordering all videos and footage to be taken down from the nonprofits that are responding to that because they don't want anybody to see that the government of the United States, which is illegitimate in my opinion, they rigged the election in 2020, they are now waging warfare against the American people in exactly the same way they waged warfare against many other countries around the world, such as Libya, for example, or even Iraq, going back to Desert Storm. We are suffering now, the American people are suffering under the weaponization of siege warfare. A fertilizer plant in Texas just burned down a few days ago. Michael and Jan will know, again, they're taking out the fertilizer supply. They're taking out the food infrastructure hubs while they are flooding the United States with military-age young males through Panama, through the Darien Gap, just as you have been covering and describing. So this is basically, I'm going to call it, from their point of view, it is a kill-and-replace strategy to kill the Americans and replace them with non-Americans. That's what we're watching.
All right, Mike Adams, stick around. Oscar Blue, thank you so much. We have another guest coming in from Maui. I want Mike to hear this and comment as well. We'll be right back. More on Alex Jones Live here. Don't change the channel.
Thank
folks.
You, Oscar.
Thanks, Oscar.
Both.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Unmasking the deep state secrets, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Michael Yon bringing you the Alex Jones Show with my partners and friends, Doc Chambers, Green Beret Doctor. He can fix a generator or a sucking chest wound. Seriously. And Ann Vandersteel, an incredible partner down on the border, and many other things that we've done together, running across America with the People's Convoy and so many other things. And now we've got Janelle Ragusa actually coming in from Maui. And also, Mike Adams is here as well. And I want to ask Janelle about food issues. I mean, we know there was just a terrible fire. There's still people missing. And is there enough food and water? Are the people squared away there now, or do you need anything?
Can you hear me?
We got you, Janelle.
Oh, hey. You know what? That is how it started. The rush for supplies right away. Because they were being blocked to us, and then we started rallying as people and getting boatloads of supplies over the ocean and then picking them up from the beach and then setting up shelters all over the place. So it was kind of a unorganized people's panic, but we all came together to get the supplies to ourselves. Once that started happening, we started getting blocked from military on all fronts, and then they started confiscating like containers full of supplies.
Who was confiscating supplies? The military?
Yeah. Well, so I don't know which it was. FEMA.
FEMA was confiscating your supplies, that people were helping each other. So people to people, FEMA was interdicting and taking your supplies. Pete, you're down on the border.
Are there any videos of that?
Is that normal for FEMA to take food from people?
FEMA did that during Hurricane Katrina. When people would try to help out and come in, they would try to control the flow of supplies. What is being said. What's being done is those things ended up rotting over periods of years in connexes throughout southern Louisiana.
Yeah. Wow. Mike Adams, you're listening to all this. I mean, I know you've got questions because this is somebody live on the ground who, you know, went through, you know, survived the fire, still, you know, over 1,000 people missing. Mike, what are your thoughts here?
Well, this is, I want to hear more from her because this is bombshell breaking news right here on the Alex Jones Show that FEMA is interdicting food supplies. It's just what I said in the last segment. This is siege warfare against the American people. The governments of both the county and the state of Hawaii and the federal government through FEMA have done everything possible to harm the people of Lahaina and Maui, and they are continuing to do so. So please, let's hear more details about this, please.
Yes. Yeah, so it was being confiscated, and I don't know why. I mean, there's two sides to every story. So I don't know if they were checking the containers that were coming in. You know, you could look at it that way, or they were literally blocking supplies to the people. Control the food, control the people, right? So after that kind of calmed down a little bit, I've been driving around assessing the needs because everybody keeps saying we need food and we need water. But there's food and water everywhere. And it's actually now just sitting in the sun, and I'm like, okay, so now there's just supplies all over the island, and they're going to perish because they're not really containers to store them in, so they're just in, like, parking lots and under tents, if we're lucky, under tents. But they're kind of just all over the island, and I was just in Costco yesterday, and I still see people loading up pallets and pallets of food and water, but they should just be redistributing from where they already are. So I am not seeing a shortage anymore of supplies. I think it is keeping people busy and distracted and their tummies full so that they're not asking questions.
So let's talk about what the real question is. And, you know, this is from what we're seeing on the outside. It looks like a land grab. Joe Biden only offering $700 for people who lost everything. This is unbelievable. What you're sending $2,200 to illegals coming across the border per month. And then, of course, we're sending billions and billions to Ukraine. You know, so really, what is going on? Are the people in Maui, are they in Lahaina, are they standing up saying you're not taking my property? What are they doing to organize?
You know, and actually the FEMA people are staying in $1,000 a night hotels, which is also interesting.
Wow.
On the other side of the island. So it's $1,000 a night where they're staying. But they're giving out families $700 per household. So that's the interesting part. The people on the ground actually are aware of the land grab coming through. So there is one community, Hawaiian Homes, and they are holding their ground. I went through there, and they are set up like they could live off-grid how they are for like a year. They have almost everything. They have generators. They have food. They have water. They have gas. They have protein. I mean, they're like set up that they're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. That's like a local community. But we are seeing that every day people are just up and leaving because there's no sustainable income. You know, there's no work to go to. There's no schools to go to for the kids. You know, that's the biggest part.
Wow. Doc?
Yeah, Michael, you know, you and I talked about after the East Palestine debacle, that was the train that was derailed with the toxins. We talked about the land grab from there. And remember, you know, I got back from that. And that was, by the locals, told to me, it was a land grab. This is a common thing. And Ms. Raguso, you know, we feel for you. We understand. But remember, Mike, are you agreeing with me on that this is a land grab with Ms. Raguso?
Yeah, absolutely. Clearly, that's what this is. I mean, the governor of Hawaii came out and basically said that. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even trying to disguise it. This is a land grab, and you link it to East Palestine. I think it's the exact same thing. So, again, and Michael Young can speak to this, but all of the weapons of destruction of infrastructure and land and, you know, chemical contamination and things that the U.S. deep state operators have used around the world for the last few generations to depose governments they didn't like, or to cause color revolutions, or to destroy certain ethnic groups, those weapons are now being used against us. So what we are seeing is what the world has experienced at the hands of the U.S. State Department for many decades.
You know, you talk about color revolutions, Mike. It's just breaking right now. General Prigozhin from the Wagner Group, his plane seemingly shot out of the sky, potentially. And, of course, they're trying to blame Putin, but we don't really know who's behind it yet because, of course, we don't have those details. This war is real right now, and it's coming at us, as General Flynn says. It's 5GW, fifth generation warfare. I just want, you know, these guys in the military to weigh in on this right now in terms of how you relate this to Hawaii, how you relate to what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, and what's happening here in the United States as the border is concerned.
Well, unfortunately, these folks in Hawaii and us on the border with these people that are used as pawns to come across, this is all part of a scheme to create chaos behind the lines. And we are behind the lines now.
Right.
We are behind the lines of this war. Those folks in Hawaii are behind the lines. In captured territory at this point, if you really think about it, and it's up to us, as we had our previous guy talking about tactical civics. We the people are doing this, and Mike's been doing a great job in Texas and all around the world, really, for that matter, from his listeners, getting people together to realize that we cannot dial 911 anymore. We don't have a 911. We don't have an effective military anymore. I spent 39 years of my life in that uniform. We don't have that anymore. It's gone woke. It's gone broke. And that's where we're at. You know, I wish I could drive all the way to Hawaii. I'd come out there and help you folks because I got my dog. I can't fly. it's we the people. And kudos for you folks for getting together. No matter how chaotic it is, just remember this. Control the controllables. You did it. And God bless you guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want to thank Janelle Ragusa and Mike Adams with Brighteon TV stopping by. Janelle on the ground in Maui, really appreciate your reporting. And again, our hearts and our prayers are with everybody in Maui. What the government's doing is nothing short of just full-on terror and warfare against we the people. And I want to thank our esteemed colleague here, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers and Joe, who are in the studio with Michael and I today. It's been an honor to... Joe, hop up. Come on, show the world how beautiful
Here's
you are.
Joe.
There he is.
This is where we met Mike Adams, right here.
That's right. That's a familiar face.
That's actually a very serious dog.
That is. Yes. He's a good boy. So I want to remind everybody before we cut out here to head on over to the InfoWarsStore.com. They've got a heck of a sale going on over there. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Survival Shield X3, both 40% off today. So head on over to the InfoWarsStore.com. Get your daily routine elevated with premium nutritious that helps support your energy, immunity, and overall vitality. InfoWarsStore.com. And Michael, what a great honor to sit in here for Alex Jones today.
This has been a tremendous honor. I can't even believe it. It's like a lot of Christmases stacked up to sit in Alex Jones' chair and host his show. And wow, I could go on for weeks because there's so much more to talk about, and I'm just getting warmed up.
That's it.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everybody here, for allowing us to do that. And thank you to all the guests who came on, including Joe and Doc, of course. Thank you, Ann.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, God.
Operation Burning Edge rolls on, everybody. We'll see you out there in the field.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.